A Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness.
Welcome now to our show. Here the friend you all know, Charlotte Greenwood, is with us again.
The Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show, brought to you every Sunday at this time by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards. And here is our star, that lovable lady of stage and screen, Charlotte Greenwood. Well, last week Charlotte almost got a train for Hollywood. Almost, but not quite. So now we find her back in the office of the Lakeview Post-Dispatch. The time's around 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. The local room is quiet and deserted, except for Charlotte, who's talking long distance to her manager.
Oh, Roger, stop fretting. I'll be in Hollywood in plenty of time to start the picture. It's another musical? Say, why can't you get me a part in a costume picture? At least I could wear something different. Now, Roger, that wasn't a costume picture. I didn't wear a bustle. I accidentally sat down in a waste paper basket and they shot the scene before I could get it off. Well, next time get me a story that's exotic and foreign-like. Like the rains came. What do you mean we have to go to India to shoot it? Certainly we have to have waving palm trees and crowded marketplaces and a lot of rain. I can solve the whole thing. Shoot it in Los Angeles. We can call it The Coast is Clear. All right, Roger. Oh, say, Roger, I'm following your suggestion. I'm practicing my dance routine by using a chair. Uh-huh. It might give the studio some casting trouble. Yes, they'll have to find me a dancing partner with four legs and a plush back.
Oh, hiya, Miss Greenwood.
All right, Roger, I'll practice it right. Bye. Hello, Tommy. Say, Tommy, you want to go to a football game with me? The sports editor gave me two tickets.
I can't. They got me working for the advertising department this afternoon, picking up copies.
Oh, that's too bad. I know how I used to feel about missing a game when I was in school.
Where? Hollywood?
No, I went to school in New York.
NYU?
And why not?
I mean, did you go to New York University? I thought maybe you might be collegiate.
If you mean my hat, I was on a crowded bus this morning and somebody smashed it.
Say, can I use your typewriter to type up this classified ad?
Sure, go ahead. Oh, but I'm crazy about football. You know, at one time, I knew the nationality of every player on the All-American team. But you know, there's one thing I've always wondered about.
What?
What kind of stories the players tell when they all put their heads together.
Hmm? Oh, we aren't telling stories, Miss Greenwood. That's a huddle. I better get this ad typed up. House for rent. Wonder what column it should go in.
House for rent? Should go in Ripley's column. Why can't you go to the game after you finish that?
Oh, I couldn't go even if I didn't have to work. I'm supposed to take an examination this afternoon for officer's training school.
Oh, but you're too young to be in the Army. You're even too young to be a colonel in the Air Force.
Oh, that isn't the idea. I'm only 17 now, but if I pass this Army exam, well, when I am old enough, I'd have a chance to become an officer. And now on the very day of the exam, I gotta work.
Well, what do you have to do after you finish that?
Go out to the Thomas Garth Company and pick up an ad for tomorrow's Sunday edition. The call came in just about 20 minutes ago.
Who's the Thomas Garth Company?
The Thomas Garth Loom and Weaving Plant. They make tents for soldiers.
I thought soldiers lived in wolf holes.
Miss Greenwood, soldiers lived in fox holes.
Well, maybe I've been meeting the wrong kind of soldiers.
Oh, they live in tents, too. Anyhow, the Garth Company had a war contract making tents. And now they're going to reconvert to something else. That's what the ad's all about. It's pretty important.
Now, look, son, it's more important for you to take that exam. I'll go out and pick up the ad.
Hey, you will? Mm-hmm. Oh, gee. Oh, gee, thanks, Miss Greenwood. Oh, but you can't. You'll miss the football game.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one miss I won't mind. Now, you get going.
Okay, I can just make it. Oh, say, that ad there in the typewriter. Will you phone at the advertising department?
Right away.
You've got everything straight now. You won't get mixed up.
Don't be silly. How could I possibly get mixed up?
Okay, well, so long.
So long, Tommy, and good luck. Give me the advertising department. Hello, this is Greenwood. I want to turn in a classified ad. Quote, lady has house for rent. If you're looking for something under the ceiling, you'll see me. My figure is approved by OPA. No, don't bother to read it back. I'm leaving for the Thomas Doss Loom and Weaving Plant. I said I'm weaving for the Thomas Gloom Lost and Leaving. I'm weaving for the Gloomy Goss and Lost and Leaving. Oh, gosh, I'm leaving, and I'll phone you when I get there.
Let's think a moment about a friend. Some good friend you seldom see. Remember the last time you got together? How you promised yourself to keep in touch? Yet distance in your everyday life have a way of crowding out good intentions. And that's when a greeting card can be so helpful. For sending a card is always a way of saying, hello, I haven't forgotten. It takes so little effort and it means so much. Your Hallmark dealer has scores of friendship cards to help keep friends closer, happier. They are beautiful cards with warm, sincere greetings. And gay, clever, humorous cards. Good for a laugh and a lift any day. There are cheery messages just to say, how are you? And cards especially designed for men and women in the armed forces. In fact, there's always a Hallmark card that says just what you'd like to say the way you'd like to say it. Hallmark cards are on display in America's finest stores. And remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And now Charles Hathaway, his orchestra, and the Hallmark Chorus in a new setting of an old favorite, Together.
You'll have to admit that Charlotte means well. So that Tommy Brooke can have Saturday afternoon off, Charlotte has volunteered to go out to the Thomas Goss factory and pick up copy for a Sunday advertisement. We find her now entering the plant where she encounters Mr. Goss's secretary.
Yeah, what do you want?
Well, good afternoon. I'd like to see Mr. Goss. Mr. Thomas Goss.
He's in production.
I'll wait till you get him finished.
What do you want to see him about, anyway?
Well, I want to pick up the copy for the reconversion ad. It runs in tomorrow's Post-Dispatch.
Yeah? What's Post-Dispatch?
It's a newspaper, darling. Something you read. You do read, don't you?
Certainly I read. I went to school once.
Once is what I would imagine. Now, if you'll tell me where I can find Mr. Goss.
Mr. Goss has went.
Has went where?
I don't know. The office closes at 2:30.
2:30? My, it isn't 2:30 already, is it?
You can see the clock there, can't you? I'm closing up right now.
Well, wait a moment. I've got to pick up that ad.
Come back Monday. I'm sorry.
Monday will be too late. It's the reconversion ad for tomorrow's paper.
I'm sorry.
The Sunday edition goes to press a half hour from now.
I'm sorry.
Before he left, did Mr. Goss say how far he's gone with his reconversion?
He'll drive one. He's got a carpool.
Well, how do you play that? Now, listen, miss.
Hello? Well, there's some character here right now. Yeah? Okay. That was Mr. Goss now. He says to tell you he wants to announce that in 30 days the factory will be reconverted for the production of white duck.
Oh, thank goodness for that. May I use your phone?
Well, make it snappy, sister, because I'm walking to join up just as soon as I can get my coat.
Post dispatch? Advertising department. This is Greenwood. I've got the copy for the Goss ad. Are you ready? Here it is. The Thomas Goss Company announces that within 30 days, the factory will be reconverted to, wait a minute now. Oh, yes. Will be reconverted to raise white ducks. That's right, to raise white ducks.
Yeah?
Good evening, Mr. Anderson.
Oh, hello, Charles. Come in.
Have a nice weekend?
Yeah, fine. I had a marvelous weekend. Say, did you phone a house for rent ad to the advertising department Saturday?
Why, yeah.
I heard about that. You should have sent that one to the New Yorker. Hey, you know, that was the funniest ad I... Come in.
Mr. Anderson?
Yeah?
Lyle from the legal department.
Oh, how are you, Mr. Lyle? We folks up here in the editorial office don't often get a chance to see you fellows in the legal department. And this is Charlotte Greenwood.
Oh, well, how do you do, Mrs. Greenwood?
Well, it isn't Mrs. Greenwood, it's Miss Greenwood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're sorry. Well, I'll be running along, Mr. Anderson.
Oh, one moment, please. Hey, apparently this is the young woman who turned in that garbled advertisement.
Yeah. Wasn't it a kick?
Yeah. And a rather expensive one, too, I'm afraid. This paper is being sued.
Yes, sir. That was the funniest ad as...
Sued? What are you talking about? Who's suing sued? I mean, who's suing who? You're crazy.
Oh, it's the most absurd thing I ever heard, Mr. Rayon.
Lyle. The name is Lyle.
How can anybody sue us because of a mistake in a dinky little house for rent ad?
I know nothing about a house for rent ad. I'm speaking of the Thomas Goss advertisement.
Goss advertisement? What Goss advertisement?
The one that announced specifically and unequivocally that the Goss factory contemplated raising ducks. Oh, Mr. Goss is deeply humiliated.
I haven't the slightest notion what you mean. Charlotte, do you know anything about this?
Certainly, but why should Mr. Goss be humiliated? Ducks are very nice birds. Yep.
Now, wait a second. Just hold everything.
Well, when I was a child in Long Island, I had a duck for a pet.
Charlotte, wouldn't you hold it?
Of course. It used to sit on my lap for hours.
Now, that has no bearing on the matter whatsoever. You're trying to duck the implication.
Well, you're trying to implicate the duck.
Now, wait a minute.
In other words, you're completely non sequitur, incompetent, irrelevant, and immaterial.
I am, gracious. I didn't think I was that good.
Now, Charlotte, you keep out of it.
All right, but nobody can tell me anything about ducks, and that includes you, Mr. Nye.
Lyle, the name is Lyle. And the point you're trying to make about Mr. Goss does not follow.
Goss doesn't follow what? Ducks?
No, the ducks follow Mr. Goss.
Exactly. Wait, oh, no, that's wrong, too.
Well, my duck used to follow me.
No, listen to me, both of you.
But then I have a way with birds. You know, every time I go out in the garden, even the woodpeckers hover around my head.
It's a funny thing, but you impress me the same way. Now, will somebody please tell me what this is all about?
Well, I would like to tell you if I weren't interrupted every second by Mr. Sock.
My name is Lyle.
All right. And suppose you explain it and quit getting out double talk.
I resent that, sir. For your information, I'm regarded as Lakeview's leading criminal lawyer.
But I wouldn't go around bragging about it.
Will you come to the point and tell me what's happened?
I don't need to tell you. Here, look at this advertisement, and you will see for yourself.
Huh?
There, Mr. Anderson, is an unscrupulous and scurrilous attack on a great industrialist and a great citizen, a man whose forebears came direct from the Mayflower.
Hotel or donut shop?
Hotel.
A donut? Oh, no, neither one. Oh, wait a minute now. What's wrong with his act?
It says there in so many words that Thomas Goss is going to raise ducks. It should have read, the factory will be reconverted for the production of ducks. Duck cloth.
Oh, so that's what they meant. Duck cloth.
Well, what's Charlotte got to do with it?
Well, she wrote the ad and put it in the paper.
Oh, I didn't write it.
Ah, one moment. Are you willing to make an affidavit to that effect?
Certainly.
And are you aware of the nature of an oath?
I ought to be. I work for Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Goss's secretary gave me that ad.
She did? Well, I wasn't aware of that.
Well, now, there you are.
The trouble with you fellas in the legal department is you're always jumping at conclusions. The mistake was made by Goss's own secretary.
Oh, no, no, I made the mistake. No, what she told me was right. I got mixed up.
Oh. Well, we will all overlook that part of it. And if there's any more trouble about this, Lyle, you talk to Goss's secretary. It's all a little mistake. And you're making it a big mix-up. Nobody hurt. Nobody can prove anything. And who wants to prove a wrong right? Right?
Right.
Right.
Wrong! Mr. Anderson, you're attempting to obstruct justice. What you suggest is non-feasant, non-est-inventus, non-liquid, and positively calls for a mandamus, huh?
Hey, don't forget there's a lady present.
Now, you run along, Lyle. You got nothing to worry about. Goss hasn't even a case.
Oh, on the contrary, he has an excellent case. And I'm filing suit against the Post-Dispatch, Miss Greenwood, and you, Mr. Anderson, for $200,000.
Yeah, the whole thing is...
What? I thought you were from the legal department.
I am from the legal department of the Thomas Scott Company. Good evening.
Why, he can't do this to us. He can't do it. It's rapacious treason. It's unmitigated perfidy. Well, don't stand there. Why don't you say something?
I don't know any of those kind of words.
This is all your fault, anyhow. What business have you messing into advertising? Yes, and dragging me into it.
Oh, well, now relax. I'll go out to the factory tomorrow, explain it to Mr. Goss, and he'll call the whole thing off.
He'll call it off? He'll soak us plenty. $200,000. Where can I raise $200,000?
Oh, that's easy, Mr. Anderson.
Easy?
Yes. Sell your car to Madman Munch.
I don't know, Charlotte. It just seems to me that you ought to forget advertising and kind of stick to scoops.
Well, you know, Wendell, that's exactly what we're doing today. We've got a musical scoop from the newest smash hit on Broadway, Bloomer Girl.
Oh, you don't mean that number, Evelina.
That's it, Wendell.
Say, you have got a scoop. Friend Charlotte Greenwood introduces a song you'll all be humming before long. Evelina.
Wake up, wake
to take this opportunity to say to you that there's always double pleasure in remembering your friends with Hallmark cards. First, there's the pleasure your greeting brings to the one you remembered. And second, there's your pleasure, your pride, in knowing you've chosen the very finest of cards. So when you send a card to that special someone, why not send a really special card? A Hallmark card. The Hallmark imprint on the back of the card you send is like the word sterling on silver. Yes, it has been your assurance of finest quality for over 30 years. And it tells your friends you've cared enough to send the very best. Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. Resume our story. Charlotte's certain she can talk Mr. Goss out of that $200,000 damage suit. So once again, she's back at the Goss factory.
Hi, Toots. How are chances for today?
Oh, it's you again.
For a change, I'd like to talk to the boss, Goss.
What do you want to see him about this time?
Well, a legal matter, that is. It's,
Yeah, I know what a legal is. It's one of those big birds. So don't say I'm dumb. I've been around.
Yeah, you got right back to where you started from, didn't you?
I've already been insulted once today.
Only once?
Yeah, that fresh kid in the packaging department. You know what he's done?
Now, what did he done?
Offered to kiss me for a dime. Was I burned?
I know just how it is. No small change when you need it. Now, will you tell Mr. Goss that Miss Greenwood is here?
Yeah, when I get around to it. Sit down there on that bench with that old guy. He's waiting, too.
Yes, sit down. There's plenty of room here.
Well, thanks. It looks as though I'll have to wait.
It looks as though we both have to wait. The young lady there seems a little temperamental.
Well, I wouldn't know about the mental.
I heard that. Now you will wait. Hello? Yeah, Mr. Graham. Yeah, but I'm busy now, Mr. Graham. Oh, all right. I'll bring it in.
Quick, now's our chance.
Huh?
To get in to see Mr. Goss while the girl is gone. Come on.
Oh, but I don't believe it would be proper.
Well, if we don't get in now, we'll never get in.
Well, perhaps you're right.
Well, hurry. This must be his office. That's his name on the door. Come on.
Hello, operator. Hello, this is Tom Goss. I was trying to get Charlie Smith in Washington. Hello, this is Tom Goss. I say this is Tom Goss. Can't you hear me?
He'd probably hear you better if you'd just open the window.
Thanks, that's a good suggestion. What? Hello. Oh, never mind. Cancel the call.
Well, how do you do? What can I do for you?
Well, I want to ask you one question, Mr. Goss. What is the matter with ducks?
Ducks? What ducks?
The ducks mentioned in your advertisement yesterday. I'm from the Post-Dispatch.
Oh, you are? Well, this is a real pleasure. What do you mean by running an ad like that?
Well, it was simply a misunderstanding.
A misunderstanding, eh? Well, the Goss Company is one of the high-ranking manufacturing plants in this state. We're way up there on top. Why would we raise ducks?
Well, I thought you might want to get down.
Get down?
Yes, but I don't mean get down like down.
Well, will you tell me what you do mean?
I mean down.
You understand, Mr. Goss, what he's trying
to say? I don't understand. And I haven't the time to bother with it.
But it's also very simple, Mr. Goss. Every child knows what down is.
Oh, he does.
For example, we have a lot of duck feathers. We toss them up in the air like that.
I said I haven't the time to bother.
Now, what comes down is feathers, but what stays up is down.
Yes, what comes down? Why, you're mad.
No, I'm not mad at anybody. I'm simply explaining. You see, we toss the duck feathers up in the air.
Okay. Let's let it go at that. So the feathers are up in the air.
No, the feathers are down.
Down?
And the down is up.
Not that it makes any difference. But could you tell me how a thing could be down and up at the same time?
But Mr. Goss, they aren't up and down at the same time. They're feathers and down.
You make it very clear.
I knew you'd see it. You see, at first, all the feathers and down are up. And then the feathers are down, and the down is up. And then finally, the down is down, too.
So that explains why you made a mistake in our ad, huh?
Exactly, because I thought that's what the Goss Company was going to put up.
You thought we were going to put what up?
Down.
Now, look here. Mr. Cox.
What do you want?
She's simply trying to say that one raises ducks for their down. To stuff pillows and the like.
We're not stuffing pillows. We're converting this plant for the manufacture of white duck cloth. And we're trying to find a market for our goods.
Oh, you mean a fabric?
Yes. And you can go back to the Post-Dispatch and tell them that.
Yes, but he's not from the Post-Dispatch.
No, I saw your ad and presume you were planning to raise ducks.
Ah, that ad.
I raise them, too, as a hobby. And it occurred to me that you might like to purchase a few pairs in order to get started.
You see, young woman, what your newspaper has done to me? It's made me a complete nitwit. Well, wait till I tell it to a judge and jury.
Well, if I were a nitwit, I wouldn't tell it to anybody.
Now, you get out of here, both of you. I'm going to sue the Post-Dispatch for $200,000. Hello? Who's on his way in? But I can't see anybody.
Why, Tommy!
Mr. Goss, I just heard about it. But it wasn't really Miss Greenwood's fault, honest.
Oh, Tommy, quick, how did you make out on Saturday?
Oh, I passed.
Oh, wonderful.
I breezed through it like a feather. And so I heard about what happened, Miss Greenwood. Everything was on the up, but this has got me down.
Good heavens, it's contagious!
But he's talking about an examination.
Yes, and you can't blame her, Mr. Goss, because she helped me pass it.
She helped you? What are you studying to be, a moron? No, I've had all I want of this. You people get out of here.
Mr. Gott, if you'll only bear with me for a moment. My name is Plimmer, Amos Plimmer. Perhaps it's not unknown to you.
Well, I never heard of Amos Plimmer. Not Amos Plimmer of Plimmer Pants Incorporated. Plimmer makes you slimmer.
That's right. I'm not active in the business any longer, but I do know we're badly in need of duck fabric. We could probably absorb your entire output. And if you're interested...
Interested? Mr. Plimmer!
It may solve a problem for both of us.
You see, Mr. Goss, it does pay to advertise in the Post-Dispatch.
It sure does.
Well, perhaps under the circumstances, we might forget about that suit.
Oh, I knew it. The moment I laid eyes on you, Mr. Goss, I said to myself, there's a reasonable man. I knew I could convince you.
But just the same, Miss Greenwood, if I held you into court right now, you wouldn't have a leg to stand on.
I wouldn't? Mr. Goss, are you kidding?
Charlotte Greenwood will be back in a moment. Meanwhile, I want to say just this. When you buy a card for any occasion, look for the Hallmark imprint on the back. Like sterling on silver, that imprint, a Hallmark card, is always your assurance of finest quality. It tells your friends you cared enough to send the very best. Yes, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And now, Charlotte Greenwood.
Friends, it's been fun visiting with you again. It's always a pleasure for all of us to visit with our friends, dropping in at their homes to chat for a moment, to laugh together, and to bring back memories of good times. Today, with so many families so many miles apart, let's try to make a personal call more often in a different way, particularly to those in uniform. A card or a note to say hello will mean so much. And if you want to get a little warmer, say, darling, I love you. Send this card today, will you? And now, until next Sunday, at the very same time, this is Charlotte Greenwood saying, so long, friends, until we meet again. So long, neighbor, till next Sunday, I'm just saying, so long.
Speaking, this is the Blue Network.
12:30 at KECA, Los Angeles.